Good morning, Sherry. Hi, I'm David Tape, and you are walking into Ruth's Parkside Cafe here in Northside.
Northside residents David Tape and Mary Croner have been friends for more than 30 years. A large part of that time was spent working together in restaurants like Arnold's Bar and Grill. The pair also worked together at Mullane's Parkside Cafe, a place that back in the 90s, David Tape says, earned Best Vegetarian Restaurant 5 years in a row, even though there was meat on the menu. Tape says the downtown venue was unique for its time.
It was one of the first restaurants in the city that really focused on fresh local produce and wonderful ingredients and had a little bohemian style to it and had card readers and local artists. So that's sort of the tradition I am coming out of, is a warm, affordable place supported by community and kind of for community. And that is what Mary and I are trying to create, is something that's really comfortable.
Mary and David are now co-owners of Ruth's Parkside Cafe, which David says isn't really a recreation of Mullane's, but rather Mullane's friendly. He says the menu will include some dishes that were old favorites at Mullane's that he and Croner have gotten permission to serve.
And of course, we have many new and exciting things, but there are some things from Mullane's that people will recognize, like the spinach saute and red beans and rice, and four of the dinner salads that had appeared on Mullane's menu. And we would like to be a vegan-friendly restaurant and at the same time have a great steak on the menu. So a place that you can bring pretty much anyone.
There are plenty of ties to Mullane's, including the name Ruth's, named for a woman who worked for David at Mullane's as bookkeeper. When she died, she left money to David, which, as he says, became the seed money to open Ruth's. And although Kevin Worthington, head chef at Ruth's, has worked at numerous high-profile restaurants, he began at Mullane's in his early 20s.
Mullane's was unique in its time, as you said, fresh, organic, and there weren't other restaurants like it. But now there are a lot of restaurants that have fresh and organic, healthy. How is Ruth's different? How is it unique?
I hope in our openness and our inviting and in our attempt to include everyone. Bon Appetit actually had interviewed restaurants in the mid-90s in Cincinnati, and they had just a little comment about Mullane's. And one of them, their description of Mullane's was everything from pearls to nose rings. And I'd like to recapture part of that. And I think Northside's just the perfect place to do it.
While workers put finishing touches on the dining room, the bar, and the kitchen, David Tape gives me a tour of Ruth's Parkside Cafe.
And I think that people will just love the bright colors.
Incredible light fixtures I see that will be hung shortly. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Uh-huh. Jill Rowinski and Roy Nemus have made beautiful light fixtures out of what's really industrial waste. They will float over the dining room. There is
Ruth's Parkside Cafe plans to serve lunch Monday through Friday, dinner Monday through Saturday, and be closed on Sunday.